the Committee to Protect Ohio Jobs has been formed and will ask voters to sign a referendum petition, which will allow Ohioans to decide whether or not internet sweepstakes cafes should be completely banned as opposed to just being regulated.
Well, Mark, how many jobs are we talking about here?
Good question. There's no centralized statistics. I know the Attorney General is trying to gather some. There are certainly thousands of jobs affected, and the tax dollars that both state and local government make from these internet sweepstakes cafes is in the millions of tax dollars.
So what exactly would this do?
This is a veto referendum. If Ohioans sign these petitions, then House Bill 7, the bill that bans all internet sweepstakes cafes essentially, would be put to a referendum in November of 2014. And if Ohioans turn back that legislation, that would allow the General Assembly to pass other legislation that's pending right now that would regulate this industry, get rid of the bad apples, while still allowing taxpayers to get tax dollars and still preserving jobs.
So how many signatures do you need?
The initial signatures were submitted this week, and that's only 1,000 to get started. Once the Attorney General certifies the question as a fair summary of the legislation, there will be about 231,000 valid signatures required that will have to be gathered this summer. The way Ohio election law works, when a process like this starts in the late spring or early summer, there's not enough time to prepare for the ballot that year, so we will automatically be put on the 2014 general election ballot if there's enough valid signatures.
And in the meantime, this law would be put on hold, correct?
Well, the law is on hold right now, as all Ohio laws are, for 90 days. If there are enough valid signatures gathered by the end of the 90 days, then the law does go on hold until Ohio voters can decide it.
How many internet cafes are there in Ohio, and how do these work? I mean, tell me the scope of them.
We know there are hundreds, but because there's no central statistics, we don't know how many exactly internet sweepstakes cafes there are. Here's how they work. Unlike a casino, say, where you go in and you give them money and all you get is a chance to win, at a well-run internet sweepstakes cafe, you simply go in and buy a phone card or you buy some internet time, which is usable for things other than sweepstakes. You might use a phone card to make phone calls long distance. And you buy that product that it's yours to keep. But by buying the product, you're then entered into a sweepstakes. You can sit down at the computers in that cafe and learn what your sweepstakes winnings are. Many people do that. There's no alcohol served. These are largely senior citizens who do this for companionship and enjoyment and fun. It's a lot like bingo for many people.